This is GQDN for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Go get Questworthy. It's really good stuff. And put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. If you do that, you get 25% off of your purchase. Bye. Patreon.com/groupquest and by a great organization, stackup.org. In today's news, we got something on pre-order. Golvin, that might just be for you. Atari's doing a little something-something, almost PC-wise. And of course, Microsoft's got something going on as well. But we begin today with IGN, and there are two separate court findings in the UK. The first one could really set the standard because someone was stealing some RuneScape gold. Why? Well, let's get to the who first. The former Jagex developer, Andrew Lakeman, was charged either yesterday or today for stealing 705 billion gold from almost 70 RuneScape players. That goes with a real world value of £500,000. Which is the equivalent to $750,000. He sold the currency online for Bitcoin. Although Lakeman had no access to the player account and his position at JGX as a content developer, he allegedly accessed them by, quote, hacking and or using credentials of members of the account recovery team, end quote. 68 players lost gold to Lakeman. And that began in 2018. Now, how did that go from the gold to Bitcoin? Well, the in-game currency was not classed as property under the definition of the UK's Theft Act. And the court agreed, saying that RuneScape gold is not real because the pure information and the knowledge is legally defined. So it could not be technically stealable. Now, the judge at the time also said that RuneScape's supply of gold is being infinite and wasn't, quote, rivalrous, end quote, on either getting or having a piece of gold does not deprive any players getting gold. The Court of Appeal did disagree last week and did hand down a judgment while explaining the reasoning. Quote, we differ from the judge in his reasoning for reaching the contrary conclusion of rivalrousness. The two reasons in which the judge gave in his ruling do not, with respect, bear analysis. The first was that one gold piece is like any other, and their supply is infinite. This does not, however, distinguish them from many other forms of rivalrous property. One paperclip from a given manufacturer is like any other, and the manufacturer and supply of them infinite in the sense that is not capped by any infinite number. Yet each paperclip consists as property. The same is equally true of gold prices. RuneScape's gold is properly described as something which can be stolen as a matter of normal use of language. They do not fall within any of the established expectations or exceptions, sorry. They are not pure knowledge functionally. They exist as indefinable assets distinct from the code which gives rise to them and outside the minds of people. There is no good policy reason for expecting them from the category of property which can be stolen. On the contrary, there are assets which have an ostensible monetary value and which may be traded for that value both in game and outside the game. With the rules of the game, they represent money's worth as the product of purchase of a bond. Outside the game, they are regularly traded for money's worth. They are capable of being subject to dishonest dealing, which deprives their processor of the use and value. It would be surprising and unsatisfactory if such dishonest dealing did not amount to the offense of theft. End quote. Now, this is a judgment that could have repercussions for the games industry. and vendors that sell or resell in-game currency have existed for a while, and it is a gray market. So now what's going to happen with all the in-game purchases? We'll keep our eyes on it. But the UK was not done there, because according to Eurogamer, the Competition Appeal Tribunal has ruled against Steam, and that is about 656 million euros in the lawsuit against Valve by digital rights campaigners will now proceed, meaning that 14 million Steam users in the UK could receive some compensation. Now, this lawsuit was filed by the digital rights activist Vicky Schotbolt in June 2024, accusing Valve of rigging PC games market and deliberately shutting out competition through Steam. Schotbolt did argue that Valve then imposed a price parity clauses on publishers and developers, preventing them from selling titles at cheaper prices on rival platforms. In the suit, did allege Valve's decision to prohibit consumers purchasing the DLC for Steam on rival platforms also restricted market competition. When that was combined with an, quote, excessive commission of up to 30%, end quote, that did cause some, quote, inflated prices on its Steam, end quote. In a response, Valve did argue that the case should not be certified to proceed toward trial. But according to BBC, the Competition Appeal Tribunal did rule otherwise. Quote, a hearing to consider the PCR application for a collective proceedings order, CPO, took place on October 14th, 2025, end quote. But the tribunal's website said, quote, on January 26, 2026, the tribunal issued its judgment granting the CPO application 2026 Cap 4, end quote. And Eurogamer did try to talk to Valve, try to get a comment on the ruling. So this is going forward. The Schotbolt lawsuit is being handled by the legal firm Milberg London LLP, which does specialize in group actions against large companies. And the firm was behind a 2022 filing against Sony. But now we get out of all that interesting stuff to something else that is also interesting. The Atari ST is making a mini FPGA-powered machine, and via GamesRadar.com, it'll be the Commodore 64 Ultimate, because that was recently released. Now, this mini will use chips to mimic the original systems on the hardware. Well, you could use some modern perks like HDMI output and USB supports. It's just that it's a small-scale project that's looking to make 5 units on the initial run. There are some pictures of this, of course, and somebody must have tore it apart, because it does have kind of the old-style PC-like to it. But now you can play your Pac-Man. Yes, you can. Old-style-like. But let's say you got a PC. And let's say you got Xbox Game Pass. Well, PR Xbox did say that Xbox is unveiling a new dashboard for the Xbox Cloud Gaming System. It's basically on the web. So if you like Xbox Cloud Gaming on the web, you may want to know that Microsoft is rolling out a new dashboard. Right now it's in the preview phase. And you can activate this new dashboard by going to xbox.com/play in your browser. And you can hit your portfolio icon on the top right corner, click and toggle to preview features. And after that, you'll need to go to play.xbox.com to see what the new dashboard does look like. Here's what they said, quote, players who opt in to this preview will see some changes to their experience, including updated navigation features and a refreshed look and feel. As this is a preview, some functions may not yet be available or maybe have differently than the current web experience. We will continue iterating during the preview period, and changes may be made over time. You could jump back into some games, or you could play with some friends and some other games. Not bad. Oh, what's coming? If you got a Nintendo Switch, Fred and Jeff, the Atomic Sulfate, is coming to Nintendo Switch this week. Have fun with that one. But Govan would like this. Magic the Gathering Secrets of Strixhaven is now up for pre-order. This card set will be out April 24th, 2026, and there'll be a lot of packs, a lot of different prices. The Play Booster 30 packs is $165, and I'm just going to give you some prices. The Gathering Secrets Draft Night is $103.50. Magic the Gathering Collector Booster Box, $324. And the Collector Booster is $27. There are other boxes out there. $27 is the least amount. There's some $50 ones. One's about $60. Yep, all different things. They even got Commander decks, all at $50. But the entire deck bundle is $250, along with other things. And other things, and other things, and other things. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Bye.